We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, the legend, Ray Dittiger. Hi, Ray.
Morning, Ange.
All right, Ray, a lot of ground to cover here. I want to just start with this because I just played this cut of Jim Schwartz, Ray. And you look at this tape very carefully. And Schwartz said he was committed through the whole game to just single cover DK Metcalf with Darius Slay, even after there were seven catches, 118 yards the first half, status quo. You watched the tape. Was that a smart way to deal with Metcalf?
Not in my opinion, but Jim does things his way. I think it was pretty clear from early in the game that that was where they were going with the ball. And I certainly think, look, Slay played his butt off. I mean, it wasn't for a lack of effort.
Right.
He needed help. He'll never say that. He'll never ask for it because it's a pride thing with cornerbacks. They never like to admit that they could use some help. But when a game plan is so heavily weighted in one direction, the defense has to respond by saying, hey, listen, we got to get somebody else over there to at least make him think about trying to do something else. But, Schwartz, just that was his plan of going in, and he just didn't change. But did I think it was a mistake? Yeah, I think it was a mistake.
All right, just so you know, Ray is 100% right about Slay's attitude. He was asked if he wanted help. Here it is.
Hey, Slay, was there any discussions on the sideline by you or anybody that you know of to possibly get you some more help as Metcalf kept having that big game?
Hell no, I don't need no help. What kind of question is that? Next one.
There you have it.
that's your cornerback attitude.
Yeah, so that's a good attitude, but sometimes the coach has to protect the guy where you got a guy as good as Metcalf.
Well, you're facing the same thing this week too.
All right.
I mean,
yes.
Devontae Adams is a different kind of receiver. I mean, he's not as big and physical and overpowering as Metcalf is. But he's much a one man gang in their passing game as Metcalf is for the other passing game. You're going to have to think about the same thing because Devontae Adams will wreck a game on you too.
And I hate to even go there, but now I got to ask you, you brought it up. Eagles could have had Devontae Adams too. They didn't take him. They had a shot at him as well. They ended up with Jordan Matthews. They picked Jordan Matthews before him.
I know.
How could they keep whiffing on wide receivers?
Well, that was a funny draft 2014. Devontae Adams was the 53rd player. Was the 53rd player taken? There were eight receivers taken ahead of him.
Right.
It was a draft that was a little bit like this last draft in that there were just a lot of really good receivers in that draft. That was the draft of Sammy Watkins, Mike Evans, mm-hmm. Odell Beckham Jr. Yeah. Devontae Adams was one. Kelvin Benjamin was one. Brandon Cooks. I mean, it was another draft that was just loaded with wide receivers. And I was very surprised that Devontae Adams fell as far as he did. I mean, he went down towards the bottom of the second round. The Eagles took Jordan Matthews, I think, 42, which would have been like 11 picks ahead of Devontae Adams. Everybody kind of passed on him. And I think if you look at their careers to this point, he's probably, even though Evans is very good and Beckham certainly had his moments and Sammy Watkins has had injury issues, but played well when he's played. But of them all, if you had to choose one of them to line up and play with this Sunday, I'd take Devontae Adams. I mean, he's really good. I mean, look at his stats this year. I mean, 74 catches. He got almost 1,000 yards. He's got 11 touchdowns already. Mm. He's got more touchdown catches himself than all the Eagles wide receivers put together.
You're not making this any better. I hope you understand that. Right. While we're talking about the matchup, who's a better quarterback right now, Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers?
Rodgers.
Wow, great. Oh, I'm looking forward to Sunday. So Rodgers is better than Wilson.
Is playing as good as he's ever played and maybe better. I mean, he's he's really, really good, which I find – which I don't know how much he got motivated by the fact that they drafted a quarterback with their first pick this year. I think that sort of – I think that little old fire under him. I know
– Wait. Rhea and I are having the same reaction. They took a top pick quarterback and it motivated
round.
The veteran? Because don't you get the sense we're having the opposite effect here with Jalen Hurts?
Would seem to be, yeah. Because I don't think – I certainly – and most people didn't really expect the Packers to go with a quarterback with their first pick when they took Jordan Love. I think that was a surprise. Because if you look at the Packers, I mean, they're a good team. I mean, they won 13 games last year, a really good team. But they needed some help in some areas. And, you know, Aaron Rodgers is sort of sitting there watching the TV and hoping that they're going to go get him another receiver or another offensive lineman or maybe a defensive back or somebody that can help him win now. You know, and he said later he was a little upset that they chose to use their first-round draft pick on the guy that's going to take over for him. And his point was, you know, why don't you go out and get me a player that can help me win right now?
Yeah, so, Carson didn't do that here at all.
Oh, no. No, but, you know, Rodgers is a guy that he doesn't play the PC game. You know, I mean, Aaron Rodgers is a guy that tells you exactly what's on his mind. And not everybody likes that, but, I mean, he tells you exactly where he's coming from. And I really do think that the way he's playing this year, this is as good as I've ever seen him play. I mean, he's if you look at it right now, I mean, he's 33 touchdown passes, 4 interceptions. I mean, he's the number one passer in the league right now. I mean, he's ahead of Mahomes, he's ahead of Wilson, he's ahead of all of them. And right now, he's 37, but he's playing as good as he's ever played.
All right, great. So he's got Devontae Adams. Wilson had he just had Metcalf. You think Jim Schwartz goes with the same strategy and sticks Slay on Devontae Adams no matter what?
He's done that against big receivers this year. I mean, that's and his counterpoint to that when people ask him about that is, well, that's why we went out and got Darius Slay. We wanted to go get a corner that we could match up on the other team's best receiver. And for the most part this year, I would say that Slay has done a pretty good job. I mean, this was the first time he just really got whipped. And he got whipped big time by DK Metcalf, but he's not the first, nor is he going to be the last. I mean, Metcalf is nobody seems to have any answers for him right now. But, yeah, I mean, Schwartz said coming in that he was going to, with the addition of Slay, that he was going to play his defense that way, that he was going to let Slay play the other team's number one and go from there. And so if that's true, then I guess that's what's going to be. It's going to be him on, him on Devontae Adams, and that's going to be another tough matchup. Because, like I said, he's a different receiver than Metcalf. He doesn't overpower you physically, but, man, he gets open, and he's got explosive speed.
Ray, let me review. I got a coach who's not changing anything. I got a quarterback on the record yesterday saying he will not change anything. Yeah, I've got a defensive coordinator who will use the same strategy that failed a week ago. If you do not acknowledge failure, how are you supposed to overcome it?
Good question.
Thank you.
Good question. And it's, you know, it's a question that if I were Jeffrey Lurie, I'd be I'd be knocking on a few people's doors and asking them that very question. Look, I think that they need to change a lot of things. I mean, for one, if it were me, and I would tell Doug Peterson to give up the play calling.
Wow. Nice. I'm with you. That's a change.
I mean, I really do think that When you look at, especially when I went back and looked at Monday night's game, God, the offense was awful. I mean, it was just so there was no imagination, there was no creativity, there was no nothing. I mean, they're just desperately in need of something different. And you know, Doug, when he was asked about it this week, didn't reject it out of hand. I mean, he said, well, you know, that's possible about giving up the play calling and giving it to one of his assistant coaches. I think he really should. For one thing, they desperately need a change. They need a new approach. They need somebody else calling the plays. But I think it would help him. I think it would help him to take a step back and actually watch the whole game instead of staring at his play sheet. And and just sort of get, you know, just sort of see the bigger picture.
Maybe talk to his quarterback during the game.
I need two quick answers here. Number one, Ray, is Jalen Mills a Pro Bowler?
No. Why would you say that?
Because he's campaigning for it.
Oh, he is, huh?
He's on.
Good for him.
All right.
That is the line of the day.
Right
there.
Ray, you're amazing with very few words. You get it, you convey it. And finally, Ray, again, I don't want to be laughed at. Eagles at Packers, Lambeau Field, 4:25 Sunday. Who's going to win, Ray?
Well, you got an Eagles team that can't seem to score more than 17 points. And you've got a Packers team that has scored, let's see, more than 40 points in three games this year, and more than 30 points in eight different games this year. So, to me, barring a huge, huge surprise, I like the Packers at home.
Do you like them at home by a wide margin? The spread is 8.5.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the Packers, they pretty much score 30 every week. So, I'll go 30-20.
30-20. Ray Dininger, all you do. By the way, Ray's got Jermaine Nelson this week with Glenn.
Yeah. Tell us your story.
Tell us your story. Noon. It's going to be Saturday. Noon on Saturday. Ray, you're a legend. Thank you, my friend.
All right. Have a great day, Ange. Yeah, bye-bye.
Thanks a lot, Ray. There's some great stuff from Ray there.
The beauty of Ray not being on social media.
Every once in a while, I ask Ray to keep the answer short because it's usually effective.
Yeah.
And Jalen Mills is campaigning on Twitter, Al, for votes for Pro Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And he stinks. Stinks. Farris is out of line. Hi, Farris.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
How are you, my friend?
I'm good.
What are you feeling?
Towards the Eagles, man, I think it's time to make a change, you know?
Okay. Coaches, I'm on board. What do you want to change?
The way that things are going now, it's almost like if you went to a casino and won $1 million of Monopoly money, when you come out, it's worthless. You know, it's really bad. And I feel as though if they win any more games, it's only going to make things worse when it comes up to the draft. Right now,
no, don't. Oh, Farris, don't. Farris, yeah. It doesn't matter where they draft as long as Howie's drafted.
Oh, well, no, as far as Howie, no, I'm sending him back to the office and board it up.
All right, is he going back in the broom closet?
Yeah, put him back in the broom closet. Just let him do the finances. And if you don't want to fire him, just let him do the finances.
All right. That's it,
you know.
Well, then I care. In that case, then I care where my draft pick is. But if he's making it, I don't have any faith he's going to do it right.
No. If he makes the draft picks, it's going to be the same status quo.
Yeah,
you know,
that's what I'm thinking.
We can't do that no more. Jeffrey, he's going to have to move into a different direction.
I'm with you. Fast, good input. Give me a famous couple.
Oh, I got one that swept the world when they came on the scene. Meghan and Prince Harry.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's a great one. We didn't have that down. That's a great one, Farris. Stay right there.
Carson Wentz's twin.
I'll say this. They get more publicity than anyone.
It's amazing.
Anyone. Dennis up next from Mount Law. Hi, Dennis.
Radio man. How you doing?
I'm doing great. What's on your mind today?
Jim Schwartz is the leading candidate for Jackass of the Month.
Yeah. What a start, huh, Dennis? What a start to the month he's had.
He's just incredible.
Should I name him Weasel of the Week, Dennis?
Mickey and Minnie.
Oh, Mickey and Minnie. All right, fine. That wasn't what I was asking. Yeah. Look, you're good at this stuff. Should I name Jim Schwartz Weasel of the Week? I guess he's not here.
We just wanted to get the Mickey and Minnie.
He got it in. I'll give him credit for that. Here's where we are in the contest, because I'm looking on the board now. First time today. There's room for you. I got Kim. I got Greg. I got Brian. And I got you. Here's where we are with favorites. The reason I did this, I'm not lying now, this woman is amazingly beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Kayleigh McEnany. She is the press secretary for President Trump.
Right.
And in the back of the press room yesterday doing a briefing was left-handed relief pitcher Sean Gilmartin.
Oh.
That is her husband.
Uh-huh.
He was thrown out because he didn't have a mask on. They threw the husband of the. It was her news conference, and they threw the husband out. But Al, it got me thinking about famous couples because she's famous and he's famous.
Yeah,
but not that famous.
He's famous for being married to her.
Well, yeah, and you know, he outkicked his coverage or whatever you call it when you're a pitcher.
Yeah.
He overthrew the catcher, whatever it is. But anyway, so I'm looking for celebrity couples. So far we got Beyonce and Jay-Z, Mickey and Minnie Mouse, Gisele Bündchen and Tom Brady, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, Zach and Julie Ertz, the Obamas, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, Will Smith and Jada Pinkett, and A-Rod and J-Lo. There's lots more big ones. Think of local, too. There's some big local ones. 215-592-9494. You will get on if you call now. When we come back, WIP's own Darth Vader. John Johnson. Say it, Al. Jan Johnson.
Jan Johnson, Mr. Negativity.
What will he say about Vinny Velo? And what will he say about Doc Rivers?
You thought this year couldn't get any worse.
Don't go anywhere. WIP Sports Time, 860.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.